The proposed merger is between Canadian energy company Fortis and Poughkeepsie-based CH Energy Group, parent of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation. And the Democratic Schumer says he has serious concerns.
I am dubious when a foreign utility wants to take over. And we need a load of safeguards in place. None of those safeguards are in place right now. Plain and simple.
The New York State Public Service Commission, after hearing from elected officials and community members, had extended the public comment period on the merger till May 1st. Schumer says more time is still needed, and he called on the PSC to again extend the comment period, as well as hold an evidentiary hearing.
The Fortis deal thus far has raised some serious questions for ratepayers, local officials, and federal officials. And back in February, I was in Poughkeepsie asking Fortis and CH Energy questions. We have not got adequate answers to those questions. And until we do, we can't be sure that this merger is good for the people of the Hudson Valley.
As to what those questions are, Schumer replies,
how it'll affect the ratepayers, how it'll affect infrastructure investment, how it'll affect green energy investment, and what kind of adequate preparations they would make in, God forbid, there was another storm that was coming.
CH Energy and Fortis filed a joint proposal with the PSC in January of this year with a number of conditions to protect customers.
This proposal does two things. It provides benefits to our customers and to the Hudson Valley region that we serve, and it retains Central Hudson as the local utility.
That's Central Hudson spokesman John Masurgeon, who says there are storm preparedness plans, a commitment to infrastructure investment, which could tap Fortis resources, and continued environmental programs, along with a solar net metering program. And there is a freeze on rate hikes through July 1st of 2014, a time frame deemed too short by Schumer. Again, here's Central Hudson's Masurgeon.
And rate design will continue to be just as it is today, rates that are designed to recover costs that Central Hudson makes in the electric and gas system, and also general operating costs for Central Hudson. All costs associated with a merger will not be paid for by customers.
Schumer insists the details and safeguards of the proposed merger are absent.
Color me very dubious of the deal. We're willing to give them more time and a chance to explain. But if they can't, I will be urging the PSC to vote down this deal.
Also Friday, two administrative law judges wrote of their concerns in a recommended decision. The advisory document's conclusion opens with, quote, "We find it relatively easy to conclude that the benefits of the merger transaction, pursuant to the joint proposal, are outweighed by the detriments remaining after mitigation," end of quote. The judges recommend that the commission consider adopting the proposed terms subject to modifications that would alter the transaction's balance of risks and benefits. The recommended decision is an advisory opinion that will be considered by the commission in determining whether to approve the acquisition. Central Hudson officials say they believe the concerns expressed in the decision can be successfully resolved and that the transaction is expected to close during the second quarter of 2013. Fortis released a statement saying it would continue discussions toward gaining approval of the merger, which it expects will close in June. As for Fortis, Schumer says,
they could be the nicest company in the world, but they're out for their shareholders. So if we don't nail down commitments right now, it's going to be the people of the Hudson Valley who will pay the price.
The day Schumer made his remarks, Fortis and Central Hudson executives met with the editorial board of the Poughkeepsie Journal, saying the deal is a good fit and Central Hudson would be operated as a standalone company. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.